I myself am a single parent and my daughter's in college, so it really hit home, you know, with the new educational goals and plans. I'm really excited.
Nicole Davis of Rochester says she believes the president's proposal to reduce the cost of college through a rating system is a good idea. It holds colleges accountable and would expect more from students who receive federal aid to pay for their tuition.
I really believe it is. I mean, I think accountability is like he mentioned, you know, it's always on the taxpayers or, you know, the students have to take accountability as well. And I think it's an all-around plan, a very good plan.
Davis's daughter is currently attending a private college in Rochester, so she's working three jobs to help pay for the tuition.
And I'm working three jobs, and you know, to help her pay for her tuition. She's working full-time as well and in school full-time. Between our two full-time jobs and my two part-time jobs.
Ken Preston is also from the Rochester area. He has two children. Both already attended the University at Buffalo and are now in graduate school, but they've walked away with plenty of college debts.
So one's in third-year law and one's in a PhD program in the South.
What kind of debt, though, are they walking out with?
Low 30s.
Is that, as a parent, disturbing to you?
Yes, it is, because, you know, we supported them when they couldn't support themselves, and now we're doing it all over again.
Preston says the president's proposal is great, especially when it comes to working with high schools and community colleges.
Working with the high schools and the community colleges, especially in New York State, have always been on the forefront of teaching what students need at the current time, because they can turn around their curriculum a lot quicker than a four-year institution. The hard part will come is bringing the four-year colleges on board.
Preston most agrees with the president's pay-as-you-earn plan. His children are in college debt in the low $30,000 range, but the trade-off is higher education. One is now in third year of law school, the other studying for a PhD. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.